When I was originally married, I was living in the same subdivision. I was one of the original people in the subdivision where my significant other lives out there, 2394 in Donner area, that subdivision right there off the freeway in the park and ride by the new sheets. And eventually when we all moved out of the area, one of my neighbors and his wife got transferred back to Minnesota. And unfortunately, she was killed in a bad accident and when they got back out there. And he took it so hard, he actually lives pretty much off the grid in Minnesota in sort of like a, I don't want to call it a mobile home, but it's kind of like that. It's more like a couple of sheds glued together, I guess you could say. And he's off the grid, and another one of my former neighbors is the only one he talks to, but when he lost his wife, he was never the same, but that's how he lives. And, you know, I don't know how he's doing to survive a job or anything like that, but when I talked to my other neighbor on the other side, I said, you know, how's this person doing? And he said, oh, he's still out there. You know, he's doing all right, but he's not the same since his wife was killed. So living off the grid in Minnesota, of all places, as cold as that place gets, I don't know if I want to do that, but, yeah, I guess it is doable.